This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is one of those dear God moments. As we get inside the machine, Lee, and figure out what they did. Tulsi Gabbard just getting her sea legs, going inside the department. She's the DNI. She's the director of national intelligence. Going inside the department. A lot of people don't know about what she does. She is actually the highest ranking spy in America, mm-hmm. over the CIA, over the FBI. A lot of people don't know that position exists. And the idea behind it was to see what is going on across all of these agencies. She sees a fusion of all the intel. Golly, I'd love to be in her shoes every day.
Think about it, though.
Yeah, and I would be terrified, too,
yes,
given
exactly.
what she's finding.
Yeah.
Just the absolute malignant disregard for human life. There we are again, the theme of this show. Can't help it. It just comes up every day when Democrats run things or have run things. Shocking what they found. She's on the border yesterday breaking the news. And I knew this was coming because I kept saying, how many more terrorists did they let go? We knew they let 100 go. They had 100 terrorists on international or FBI watch lists who would illegally cross the border. We knew they had them. Because there was a congressional report on it last year. Over 100 terrorists had been released to roam freely and do as they pleased. You know, maybe hopefully someday vote Democrat, you know, maybe, in America. Kill some people, okay, but it's the vote Democrat part that matters, I guess. I don't know why else Democrats are releasing terrorists, but they are. We'd catch them at the border and they'd let them go. Well, there was a congressional report on it last year. And we didn't know they had caught hundreds more at the border, what they had done with them. But it didn't look good. Well, now we're finding out. Headline, breaking news from yesterday, New York Post. You will not see this in the liberal media. They are hiding it, but they saw the press conference too. They lie. Lie by omission. Biden administration locked up just 8 out of over 100 migrants with ISIS ties who crossed into the U.S. The Trump administration is now frantically hunting down the terror suspects. Here's how they write it. New York Post, the Trump administration is now working to hunt down the terror suspects and pick up the pieces left behind by the last administration. So this is a Democrat party that knowingly let terrorists go. They were fine with it. They let them go. We know they put some of them on planes. We know that for a fact from CBS, Lee, their report. One terrorist they were frantically hunting, I guess they thought he was going to blow, I don't know, on Joe's way. And they only wanted to get him, I'm sure, because it might make them look bad for the election. They don't care about human life. It found out, remember, CBS reported he had flown twice. Two times. Because remember, they also created a system where you didn't need an ID to get on a plane. Unless you're an American, then you need an ID to get on a plane. If you're a terrorist, you're fine. I mean, these people, there's no words to describe them. And I hope the American people are getting a sense of how homicidal this party was. The utter disregard for human life. The Biden administration locked up or deported just 8 out of more than 100 migrants with suspected ties to ISIS who crossed illegally into the U.S. Okay, suspected ties, what does that mean? Maybe they're not tied to ISIS. Maybe they're actually good guys. No. The migrants from ISIS recruiting hotbed countries in Central Asia were known to have ties to an ISIS-affiliated network. Now, how many total are we talking? More than 4,000 migrants utilized the ISIS-tied smugglers to cross into the U.S., and hundreds of them were identified by the feds as either known terrorists or associated with known terrorists, which just means we haven't caught you yet. Known terrorists don't hang out with some really nice guys who are just coming here to get a job, support their family. That's not a thing. Gabbard said when she took over, she found that just 8 of those migrants, so that's 4,000 total, all of whom could be terrorists, several hundred known terrorists and their associates, just eight. Are either still locked up or have been deported. Dear God, where are the rest? They are roaming the country right now. There's no words for it. The absolute disdain for human life, for American human life. I can't even imagine what the purpose of this would be. But you know what's weird? We had from the Sean Ryan podcast, which regularly has a former CIA guest on there. She's done a very interesting thing, Lee. She's set up her own shop to do her own intel because she said, listen, stuff's just not being done by the CIA. Sarah Adams, she gets nonprofit funding. They actually put people on the ground where we are no longer on the ground, which is Afghanistan and places like this. She says a terrorist army run by the Bin Laden sons has been put on the ground in America, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have fused. They are the same. They are interchangeable. And so what you're going to see is ISIS blamed for terror attacks. It's Al-Qaeda. They trained in the Afghan camps. And he asked her, so when they come in? Oh, they're already here, she said. This was last fall. So let's take that piece of information that we have, that we know, and put it together with this new piece of information with Tulsi Gabbard, where she says, it sounds like a terrorist army, doesn't it? It sounds like a terrorist army, just like Sarah Adams warned. Now, Sarah Adams is not just a former CIA intel officer. She is famed for being hired by Congress to do their Benghazi investigation. So she has a lot of credibility. And she's been warned. She's all over the place. If you want to watch the interview, it's absolutely terrifying. There's pieces of it all over the place. And she is just warning, we are in trouble here. And now you have Tulsi Gabbard saying essentially the same thing. They're here. They let them stay for some reason. Here's a little bit of Sarah Adams.
The other thing is, in the United States, we haven't had Fidayeen attackers. So the concept is the terrorist fights to the death. So he's not exactly a suicide bomber, but he will fight till either all of us are dead or all of his people are dead. We think it's going to be a swarming attack, right? Multiple different attacks at one time across multiple cities. We think there will be suicide bombers just because some of the attackers went through suicide bomber training and they have these vests. And then we think there's these Fidayeen attackers who will carry on until they're killed.
You just rephrase that. So these guys are trained and they are going to fight until they're killed.
Yes. And that matters, right? So I was watching this video and it was a suicide bombing in Kabul.
So she goes on to talk about how these are not like previous terrorists that we have seen. And you know what's weird? That New Orleans terrorist, that's what he was planning to do. Because remember, he had multiple sites that he had, but they didn't end up going off the bombs he had planted. But he was ISIS too. Here's the rest of it.
I just want to clarify, you are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders.
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
So what she's saying is that Hamas attack that you saw, those were Al-Qaeda trained too. Now, let's put it all together. Where did 80% of the terrorists that crossed our borders come from? I'm going to take a guess. Most people say Mexico, right? They came over. No, they didn't. They came through Canada. Now, do you see what Trump's doing right now with the tariffs on Canada? He point blank told Justin Trudeau at that Mar-a-Lago dinner months ago, stop the terrorists from coming over the border. Because remember what they were doing, Lee? They weren't even doing background checks. They were just giving out visas. So it became a terrorist pipeline. Yeah. So I just made all the news of this week make sense. Why is Trump picking on? He's being so mean. Why is he picking on Canada? He's just being mean, and he wants the border because they have been importing terrorists. But Lee, I mean, just speculate. I mean, what do you think? Why would you let 4,000 ISIS, potential ISIS terrorists over this border? You know their network is operating. Hundreds of them are known terrorists. You let them go and you only pick up 8 of them? What? Do you have a theory? Because I was thinking about this in the shower. I can't figure it out.
That just doesn't make any sense to me unless you completely want to do away with this country, period. Because if you as a Democrat and a liberal progressive secularist, you would at least want to advance the cause of America and shape it in a way that allows you to continue to operate in some type of governmental process. If you are importing and or allowing these terrorists to come in here to do whatever they want to do and to let them to roam free, you're looking at completely disassembling everything about the sovereignty and the governmental process, the federal process in this country. You are looking at a complete and total breakdown because
a deliberate breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got to tell you, I'm honestly surprised that we haven't seen multiple coordinated attacks around the country, even on a small scale. At one time, that would truly terrorize this country. That would put this country, the populace, into a panic. If you started having, attacks that were going on simultaneously on the West Coast, the East Coast, in Middle America somewhere. If you had dozens of these going off, even if they were small and only amounted to a few people, but if they were going on all over the country, this nation, portions of this nation would absolutely panic.
Now, keep in mind the irony of this. Tulsi Gabbard, while these people are released, she is put on a terror watch list by Her Highness. So she has trouble flying.
Yeah.
The actual terrorists are released. I just want to read this one last part. That she says, you remember in some of the news, this is from Tulsi Gabbard's press conference yesterday. You remember in some of the news, a little over 100 of these people were arrested in 2024. Of those who were arrested, only 8 were either deported or remained in custody. Only 8. The rest of them were released back into our country. Where are they? She says, what are they doing? What may they be plotting? This is just the beginning. Wow, Trump's got his hands full. He's got his hands full. By the way, we may have to keep funding those terror training camps in Afghanistan by orders of a judicial dictator wearing judges' robes. And the Supreme Court, cool with it. Y'all, I told you Amy Comey Barrett was a disaster. Never doubt me.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The executive Doge team is confident they think they can get $1 trillion. He acknowledged that we're going to make mistakes, but we are going to correct them very quickly. What's your reaction to that number, $1 trillion, Congressman? Is it realistic?
There's so much waste. There's so much fraud. There's so much abuse. We certainly can save a lot of money. I mean, people really don't want the Taliban using American money to buy, you know, condoms. We don't need to have, transgender opera in Colombia. I can go through the list. We don't want to go through all of it right now. But the bottom line is this. We can save a huge amount of money. We have to make sure that we're cutting the things that need to be cut. And there's plenty of it, especially...
Okay, here's the deal right now. And Americans need to come to understand this very quickly. Yesterday, we had the Supreme Court ruling. It was a disaster. It said, hey, liberal circuit court judges can force Trump to pay bills. We like the spending by Biden and USAID better than what Trump wants to do. And we don't care if Biden's gone. We can just make him pay $2 billion. Yeah, out the door. There it goes. What the Supreme Court said is, it seems like these were for services already rendered. We're not sure. And they sent it back to the circuit court judge, the liberal judicial dictator, and said, hey, clarify this. Well, what does that mean? That means it's a green light from the Supreme Court. Go ahead, make them pay. Trump won't be allowed to cut unless the judicial dictators who were appointed by Biden and Obama say so. His presidency is being hijacked again. Folks. Just an aside, your humble host told you Amy Coney Barrett was a disaster. He was part of a whole group of Trump disaster picks. Well, I didn't support him in a primary. I couldn't take anymore. Now, Trump is a new Trump this time. He's learned. He's learned the hard way. You cannot appoint your enemies to critical posts. But unfortunately, some of them are still ensconced, and that one of them is Amy Coney Barrett. She's getting more and more and more liberal. She voted with John Roberts, who is a globalist, and answers to the Bush cabal, so that's what you get. She is a disaster. She is now voting more with them than us. That's because she cares more about the wine and cheese parties than she does about America. It's who she is. I told you who she was. A lot of you jumped on me. Anytime I criticize something Trump does, you do, and then I'm right, and that's the way it goes. That's why I don't brook with him. I do. I'll tell you how it is, because I want to be right long term, not liked. That's why you listen. So Amy Coney Barrett stabbed us in the back. No surprise. Not surprised there. Said, yeah, we'll let Democrat judges decide what you can cut. We don't have time for this. We are going broke.
Well, the overall goal is to try to get $1 trillion out of the deficit. And if the deficit is not brought under control, America will go bankrupt. This is a very important thing for people to understand. A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
We're going broke. Okay, let me explain. We are going broke. Broke, B-R-O-K-E, broke, 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 broke. That one big beautiful bill refunds everything Doge has cut. What does that do? That sets up the liberal judicial dictators to say, oh, well, I mean, yeah, looky there, Congress, look, you know, yeah, it might be fraud and we may not know where it's going. There's Democrats on the other side like Stacey Abrams, but you got to fund it. You got to fund it. We have half a trillion dollars worth of defunct programs. They are ended. Nobody knows where they are, what they do, or even works in them because there's no more oversight once the program goes defunct, but we're still funding them. Do you realize that's a quarter of our deficit right there? Do you realize the bill, the big, beautiful bill, has been larded up with, by Mike Johnson and by John Thune, the supposed GOP leadership, although they're more like Democrats, has been larded up with more money than Biden spent? Do you understand that? Do you understand? And I don't mean to sound like this, but I'm so frustrated. Oh my gosh, am I frustrated? $2 trillion. Okay, do you realize what's happening? Because Ron DeSantis bottom line this for us right now, what the GOP leadership is doing. They are going to add, this is the track this bill puts us on, $20 trillion to the debt in 9 years. That's worse than Biden. Worse than Biden. What they're doing is saying to Trump, okay, you want your border agenda funded. He needs more money. He desperately does. You need your agenda funded over here. We're going to put it in the bill. And they have. But you're going to break the back of the American taxpayer. You're going to gut them in the checkout line at the grocery store for us. You're going to fund Stacey Abrams and all of her NGOs. I don't know why. I can't fathom it. But the good news is, and there's good news here, believe it or not, there's a very easy fix to this. And if I can get all of the people who use me for show prep, who do talk radio, apparently Glenn Beck's stealing my monologues now. Awesome. Cool. Take this. Go pull the Wall Street Journal article I have all over my X feed. It's very simple. All the GOP leadership needs to do is include a single paragraph in the big, beautiful bill authorizing Doge to cut waste, authorize them to cut $1 trillion in waste, fraud, and abuse, authorize them to cut, or Trump, both, doesn't matter, to cut entire agencies. Just authorize it. Just let them go. It ends the lawsuits. And you know what is so disgusting this morning? All of these Congress members are out. So is Mike DeKnife. Screaming and yelling, oh, it's so bad. The judges won't let Trump cut. Oh, it's unconstitutional. What they want you to think is it's out of their hands, but it's not. One paragraph in the big, beautiful bill authorizing Trump and Doge to cut, and the lawsuits end. So ultimately, who's at war with Doge then right now? GOP leadership in Congress. GOP leadership in Congress. William Timmons, Ralph Norman, you sponsor it. You do it. Somebody do. Try. Try, because we're going broke. Folks, we already have. Last month, food inflation was back up. We are going to gut people in the checkout line. That is not a recipe for winning. We do not need to fund fraud. We don't need $500 trillion in defunded programs. We don't. But the good news is yesterday, well, I'll get into the next segment. Yesterday, Representative Thomas Massie, who will not be silenced, Rand Paul were out there saying, you can fix this. You can put Doge on steroids. Stop pretending you're victims. Stop pretending you can't do anything about these judges because you can. They have to choose Trump and Doge or bankruptcy. Choose. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, Tara, breaking, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu may be criminally prosecuted for harboring illegal aliens after Republican lawmakers raised the prospect of federal charges during a congressional hearing. Yeah, so these Democrats are very proud of breaking federal law. That is what a sanctuary city is. And they basically bragged about it yesterday. And for the first time in the 2 decades I've been watching this, when Democrats brag, they'd be like me saying, you know, you see all this money I got? Yeah, I robbed a bank. It's against federal law. But, you know, I'm better, so I should be able to get away with it. Well, that's been the Democrats' attitude. The reason they've done this is because Republicans have let them. And they, folks, yesterday, and this is why Republicans kept asking, it was really remarkable hearing with the sanctuary city mayors. Republicans kept saying, do you have a lawyer? Okay, do you realize what you're saying? Because you're under oath. You understand that you are confessing to crimes because they are. They're confessing to crimes. And they've become so casual about it. And quite frankly, that's a relic of the Bush era where we taught them, we did, that they could do this. In fact, Bush was the first to do it in Texas, defy federal law. A lot of people don't know that about Bush. We didn't really have social media then. We didn't have much conservative media either. Breitbart had about 10,000 followers. So people didn't realize what a monster Bush was and that he was the first sanctuary guy down in Texas. We elected him without realizing it. And it really broke the country. A lot of people think this started with Obama, but it didn't. So this is a mess. And yesterday was absolutely brutal.
You all have blood on your hands. Do you love illegal aliens more than you love your fellow countrymen?
I love all the residents of the city and county.
Mayor,
in the city of Boston, how much did you spend?
We don't ask about immigration status and delivering citizens.
You don't ask about how much money the city of Boston has spent on illegal immigration? Are you out of your mind?
Do you believe it's acceptable for illegals who commit heinous crimes be released back into the public instead of being detained and deported?
The individual that causes harm
and
breaks the law should be held accountable.
This is why you have 6% approval rating, because you suck at answering questions.
Boston Herald. Boston Mayor Wu, who's crazy. She got those crazy eyes. Other mayors may, this is what needs to happen. It's so overdue. Other mayors may face criminal prosecution for sanctuary policies, House Republicans say. Three separate Republicans yesterday announced they are referring these lunatics for charges. The prospect of potential charges, Boston Herald writes, was raised by U.S. Reps Anna Paulina Luna after the Florida Republican brought up the Boston Trust Act, a 2014 local law that prohibits city police and other departments from cooperating with federal authorities on civil immigration detainers. So this is what the mayor did and admits she did. However, Luna said Boston's enforcement of the Trust Act, which restricts police communications with federal immigration authorities, is a violation of federal law. After questioning the mayors, Luna said she would be criminally referring all four to the U.S. Department of Justice for investigation. We'll see if Pam Bondi's the real deal. And what are they doing here? Okay, they are getting federal immigration detainers. They are sending them to the local jails. The local jails are defying federal authorities. And they do it in two ways. They should hand them over. That's what the detainer is. It is a request for transfer. However, they are also asked, when are these people going to be released? It tells you it could be 11 o'clock. So you can walk out the door. Right? It's got to go. We can pick them up. We get them in a parking lot. They are refusing to tell ICE that. And yesterday we heard about one ICE member who was injured trying to get one of these felonious Democrat voters back into custody after they let him go. Future Democrat voters, sorry. Probably hasn't voted Democrat yet. Just committed a lot of other crimes. So that is what is going on. These mayors are going to have to go to prison. Let them do it. I hope Pam Bondi does this. It is time to do this. They don't get to break the law. And folks, this is the source. This was the start of the dual justice system. This is how you rip it out by the roots. Do you go back to the 70s? Yeah, it had a small handful of sanctuary cities. It really picked up steam under W because they refused to prosecute it. And it was very controversial then. When we said, okay, you're Democrats, you're better people than us, yeah, break some laws over here. And folks, on the back of that, a whole dual justice system was built. We taught them that. It's like when I decide to let my kids stay up late and have a bowl of ice cream. They want to stay up late and have a bowl of ice cream the next night. When you're like, no, you don't get to do that. What do? They scream and they yell and they say, well, you have a right. No, that was a one-time thing. We taught the Dems this. They have to be untaught. This would be wonderful. Because yesterday, they were bragging they'd be happy to go to jail. Let them. Let the public see. This isn't just Joe Biden mismanaging the border. This is who the Democrats are. This is who the Democrats are. Meanwhile, folks, we don't have a lot of time. Because Mike Johnson and John Thune, two leaders in the House right now, have got to decide. Are they with Trump and Doge? Or are they going to hijack this country? Folks, the article that some of you asking me for, it's called Congress Can Easily Greenlight Doge. It's by the Wall Street Journal, written by a Yale professor. A simple, how many lines is this? Six lines. Authorizes Doge to operate, authorizes Donald Trump to quit, to cut entire departments, cancel grants, reduce or eliminate agencies, fire employees and officers, audit expenditures, cut fraud, cut waste. They can't do this without getting massive lawsuits and losing them like we did yesterday at the Supreme Court. One paragraph changes the whole game. And they're pretending they don't know. So all of these congressional leaders are out there. They're lying. Oh, no, the judges, they're so mean. No, it's your fault. The judges are mean. Yeah, they'll do what they do. It's like a snake. Of course, it'll bite you if you pick it up. We can stop it. They won't. Now, here's the scary part, folks, about this. Normally, to pass something like this, authorizing Doge, you need 60 votes in the Senate. We're not going to get that, okay? But we got this one chance to save this country from bankruptcy. Why? Because reconciliation is the only opportunity for congressional Republicans to enact the law, because you can only do it once a year with a simple majority in the House and the Senate. That paragraph, authorizing Doge and Trump to cut, has got to go in the big, beautiful bill. This is a race against time. I need you guys who use me for show prep to tell the whole country this. Take it, rip it off. I know you never give me credit. I don't care. Get the Wall Street Journal article and use it. It's up on my Twitter feed if you can't find it yourself. Go get it. Use it. Talk about it. Majority Leader John. So here's the thing, folks. The parliamentarian can decide whether this paragraph authorizing Doge to do these cuts and President Trump to cut whole agencies can go in there. But guess who can override the parliamentarian? The vice president, J.D. Vance. We can do this, folks. We can do this. But people need to understand that it's got to be done so we can pressure congressional leaders, or they'll just gut Doge, because that's what they're doing right now. They'll gut Trump. They'll gut Doge. We'll go broke. We're going to have massive inflation, and then we're going to have to run on it. We're going to have to run on it in the midterms. These Republican leaders need to decide, are you Democrat or Republican? Pick. Are you with the American people or not? So bottom line, y'all, we have just a couple of weeks. These next couple of weeks will determine whether we go bankrupt as a country and whether we lock in the current level of inflation. Here's the fight that's going on now. Stop listening to what people are doing. Watch what they're saying. It's absolutely fascinating. You've got Donald Trump and Elon Musk going gangbusters. Overnight, the Trump administration saying they're preparing an executive order to get rid of the Department of Education. Folks, we don't have a choice. We have to do this stuff. We have to. We cannot. The only alternative is what the Republicans in Congress are trying to do right now, and that is add $20 trillion to the national debt. It's all going to have to be either borrowed or printed. Think inflation. It'll never go away. It's going to keep going up. $20 trillion in unfunded spending in 9 years. That's nuts. Or we can cut it. Now, you can see the contest that Trump is setting up here, and Elon Musk as well. They're cutting these things. And then if Congress funds them, wants to print the money and break the back of the American taxpayer, you know, who needs food, right? We're all too fat anyway. Aren't going to be able to afford it if this continues. Because again, food inflation's going back up. We're now spending more than Biden. While, our speaker, guffaws and aw shucks is his way through Fox News interviews acting like he's on the team. He ain't on the team. He's not, but he could be made to be on the team. All it takes is one simple paragraph. It's already written. It's in the Wall Street Journal. authorizing Doge and Trump to make these cuts. It's all it takes. So if they don't want to be the bad guys in Congress, they don't have to. Trump could be the bad guy. But they got to put that paragraph in there and they got to fight for it. We have one chance to do this year because there's only one bill that we can get through that will pass with just majorities in the House and the Senate. And that is this big, beautiful bill. And folks, at this point, if Mike DeKnife and John Thune want to spend an extra $2 trillion this year for no damn reason, Doge has already cut half this stuff and the rest of it we could cut. We could cut easily $700 billion out of this. Easily. Half a billion of it is expired programs. There's nothing to hold on to here. I mean, this is not like we're holding on to veterans funding or something like this, or somebody won't get their knee fixed who fought in war. It's not like that. But we have to get this paragraph in the bill. The parliamentarian's going to say we can't do it because she's a liberal hack. And then we'll have to make the GOP leadership choose because we don't have to listen to her. It's a courtesy. J.D. Vance can override her. But this is the fight that we got to have now. And folks, if Mike DeKnife and John Thune want to spend $2 trillion for no apparent reason extra, it's worth spending that to get this because you know what we can do? We can go behind their back and cut a lot of it, and then the money will never be printed or borrowed. See the game? But folks, we have days. So I need those who use me for show prep to tell their audiences they must make their Congress members choose. We are running out of time.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.